Today is the Assumption Thursday, Holy Thursday. As you may know, in liturgy, we have three Holy Thursday. The first one during Holy Week, when Jesus instituted the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood. Tremendous sacrament through which Jesus Christ wants to remain with us, encouraging us to keep persevering in faith and in grace. Sacrament that strengthens us in this life in order to obtain one day the kingdom of heaven. Another Holy Thursday, Ascension Thursday, when Jesus, after having taught to his disciples about his church, organizing the church, giving commandments, he ascended into heaven. But the one thing that's very interesting into the gospel is what Jesus said: go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he who does not believe shall be condemned. Which is precisely, to go to heaven is necessary to belong to the mystical body of Christ. So, to be member of this tremendous mystery of the holy mystical body of Christ, we need to be baptized. At least with baptism or desire, if someone cannot receive the baptism as a sacrament by water. But it is necessary to believe to the mystical body of Christ. That's why we have to pray for the conversion of sinners. That's why we have to do anything that we can do in order people obtain the grace of God. Another Holy Thursday is Corpus Christi. So, remember, Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist during Holy Week, Holy Thursday, but we couldn't celebrate with a great pomp and solemnity, because the near passion that Jesus was about to undergo. But after the church, in order to celebrate with a great, great solemnity, instituted the festivity of Corpus Christi. So we adore Jesus in this tremendous sacrament. He is present in body, blood, soul, and divinity. So this is the sacrament actually by which Jesus Christ shows to all of us his infinite love towards us. He wants to be with us. But let's go back to the Ascension Thursday. Jesus ascended into heaven by his own virtue, by his own power, the divine power. So human nature was taken up into heaven by the person of Jesus Christ. The person of Jesus Christ is divine. He doesn't have human person. That's why in the gospel you read that he was taken up as a true man. But who took the human nature was Jesus himself, you know, by his divine power. And this is the tremendous mystery in which we obtain an increase of hope. Because going slowly to heaven, Jesus shows to his disciples and to all those who were witnesses of the Ascension the reality of the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. You know, after death, we have the hope. We have hope to see God forever and ever. You know, one time I was in Argentina and And a young man came to me and said, Father, I don't think that there is anything after death. When somebody else dies, well, everything ends. And I said, prove it. In the epistle, into the epistle, you know, it is written, to them also he showed himself alive after his passion by many proofs, during 40 days, appearing to them and speaking of the kingdom of God. And ascending into heaven, precisely, Jesus wanted to put in their minds the reality of heaven. This is something that we have to work every day. This is our hope. You know, let's make this life just a journey to heaven. I remember a person in Colorado. She told me that what happened when her husband proposed first time to her to marry her. And she answered, okay, but I want to go to heaven. God first. It's perfect answer. And they are really a very good couple, very good matrimony. I never heard that they fought, you know, and they don't fight. They are really both, you know, working for their eternal salvation. And this is something that, this is a grace that everyone can obtain. If we ask, ask and you shall receive. You didn't ask anything yet. Ask in my name. And that will be given to you. This is something that we have to, you know, keep in our mind and heart. This life is just a journey to go to heaven. It's not that it's going to last forever. So, Jesus Christ, through this great mystery, wanted to increase our hope. He could disappear like this. Why not? Disappear. Because God. Nevertheless, he wanted to ascend very slowly in order they have the hope of this tremendous reality, the kingdom of heaven. So let us profit this life in order to work the work of our sanctification. Remember that Jesus Christ is always with us. He disappeared from our eyes, but he is still with us physically in this tremendous sacrament, the Holy Eucharist. It was expedient for us that he goes to God the Father in order to send the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost actually taught to his disciples whatever he taught to them and whatever he did, and they, after the Holy Ghost, understood perfectly the real meaning of our faith. Everything that Jesus taught to them, well, we receive also through the Holy Ghost. And this is faith. But remember, faith is not enough to go to heaven. We need hope and we need charity. Let us grow also in this beautiful virtue, the virtue of charity. Love one another, say Jesus Christ. And, you know, where charity is, God is there. We sung during Holy Thursday, Ubi Caritas, Deo Sibi Est. Where charity is, God is there. So faith, hope, and charity. Three virtues that we receive from above, from the Holy Ghost. That's why we have to, you know, to pray in order to increase our faith, to increase our hope and our charity. Because it's not up to us to be saint, but it's up to the Holy Ghost. If we believe in him, obviously the Holy Ghost will not stop working in you. Believe me, he will work and work and work. So let us, profit so this tremendous opportunity that God is giving to us. We are not dead yet. Not dead. We're still alive in this life, which means that we have time to work our sanctification by receiving the sacrament, especially confession and Holy Communion, by keeping our prayer and by practicing the virtue of charity. In this, we are going to prove that we are really the disciple of Jesus, if we are charitable with our neighbor. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.